This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy news studio, old friend Chaim Goodman Strauss.
Hey,
welcome
Kyle.
Back.
It's great to be back. How are you?
I'm very good. Math professor at the University of Arkansas. For how many years did you and I visit almost every week?
Well, we started in 2004.
And I think the last time you and I were together on the air was March of 2010.
Right. So it's been a while.
Talked about math, had some puzzles. And we're going to do it again.
We are.
All right.
It's exciting.
It is exciting. We're also going to talk to some people about math and everyday life, things like that.
All sorts of stuff.
The podcast is coming back?
It is. We've had a lot of emails asking us, you know, where we were, encouraging us to come back. And so here we are.
And a couple of interesting, because when you would put the podcast up, you'd hear from people all over the world.
Oh, sure.
And you heard from some people in Australia. Is that right?
Australia, Sweden, Germany.
They were driving across Australia?
Oh, you're right.
And they listened to like every Math Factor podcast?
This guy wrote in and said that they drove across Australia listening to the Math Factor, which I'm not sure what to think about that.
No, I'm not either.
But that's pretty awesome.
It is. And then you received a cheesecake in the mail.
Right. Thank you, Harry Kaplan. That got us – that did the trick.
That's right.
I don't know what it'll take next time, but
– bribery to get it back. So here we are again after a nearly two-year hiatus, back with Math Conversations.
That's right.
Okay, so?
Well, I just have a little puzzle just to get us started.
Okay.
It's not actually I won't claim too much for it, but it affects me personally. And
okay.
There's probably lots of answers.
Oh, here we go. You have not missed a stride in 22 months.
Now I've moved offices, and I'm a lot closer to the tea room.
The tea room?
You know, where we have coffee and stuff.
Oh,
we
sure.
have a coffee pot. And immediately I started to notice that almost every single time I went in, the coffee pot was much less than half full, right? Now, so on average, it should be, I would presume, half full.
Right.
And so I'm sorry if my colleagues are listening, but I began to worry, you know, wonder about, you know, what their personal characters and stuff like that, leaving the last little drop in the coffee pot.
Right.
You know, why I ended up having to fill the coffee pot quite a bit, right?
Well, see, that's always the goal, right? Don't take the last because then you feel compelled to make the new pot.
Right.
Leave just enough.
Right. So, but even accounting for that, why on average should the coffee pot be almost empty?
So what you're saying is more
most
often
of the
than
time.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what's the question here? Should it be or why is it?
Why is it? Assuming that I have worked with very nice people, and I do, that – on average, the coffee pot will be more empty
than
it is full. That's it.
So why?
We'll come back to that.
Okay.
Now, there's actually a pretty simple reason. There may be several simple reasons. And in fact, it may not even be the cleverest puzzle we've ever asked. But I think it really actually changed my life when I realized that there is a very straightforward reason.
And I guess you can't tell us how you figured it out because that might lead us to the answer. Okay. So next week? You'll enlighten
me.
I'm going to think about this.
Okay.
And I'm going to start watching. Do you think it would be the same here?
I don't know. What kind of people do you work with? They all seem very nice. Seem very nice.
But I mean, this is not only your...
I think this is a universal coffee pot phenomenon.
Okay.
So please send in any questions, comments, answers to mathfactor@uark.edu. Or we're still on the web. mathfactor.uark.edu.
Is there a Math Factor Facebook page?
You know what?
Okay. Never mind. All right. I don't want to give you more work. Okay.
No, we should do that.
Okay. Thanks, Chaim.
Thank you.